first and foremost, we want to know a little bit more about you. Tell us, obviously, you've been at North Dakota State University for quite some time now, but tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you chose this career in agriculture and ultimately ended up at North Dakota State University.
Sure, Megan, happy to do that. You know, I grew up on a ranch in the very western part of North Dakota, so about 10 miles from Montana, on the edge of the North Dakota Badlands, and of course got interested in agriculture at a young age, growing up in that environment and working with my dad and my brothers. And, my roots go deep in extension. Some of my earliest memories are going to the county agent's office with my dad and being involved in 4-H projects and that sort of thing. So, this role that I'm stepping into is one that feels comfortable to me in many ways because of that background. And so coming through, my educational program, I had an opportunity to come back here on the faculty in 1997 as a beef cattle extension specialist, and I worked for 12 years in that role, traveling across the state, working with beef cattle producers and other people in the industry on educational programs, and I look forward to getting back into that type of environment, working side by side with these extension folks.
Currently you're serving as the Animal Sciences Department Head and have a 30% appointment as Associate Vice President for Agricultural Affairs as well. How do you feel those roles have prepared you to take the next step as NDSU Extension's Interim Director?
Yeah, they're good. Both of these have been excellent learning experiences for me, those two administrative posts I hold, certainly from, both the standpoint of learning more about working with people and managing resources, budgets, et cetera, especially the department head role. That's a big part of that. The associate VP role, got me a chance to get out into the state more with working with more constituency groups over a broader set of stakeholders for the university. And so I look forward to, being able to expand that with my role here in Extension. Obviously, Extension has a broad set of stakeholders across the state of North Dakota, and many, many different programs that touch all facets of lives of North Dakota citizens. So I'm looking forward to being able to work with that broader set of constituent groups, being able to work with decision makers and legislators and county commissioners on issues that affect Extension.
Budgets have obviously been a big talk and to some maybe a concern as far as it relates to the university system and Extension. As well as we're coming into a legislative session next, how are you preparing or any goals you have jumping into your interim director position?
Yep, Megan, definitely the budget is a source of concern and focus for us. I will be in this interim position. We definitely want to make some inroads with stakeholders and with decision makers. We feel NDSU Extension brings an incredible amount of value to North Dakota citizens, whether that's programming in ag and natural resources or efforts in 4-H and youth development or the programs that occur in family and community wellness. We really think that those bring value to citizens across the state in rural communities, egg production, as well as larger cities, Bismarck, Fargo, and so on. And so, we're really going to be focused in my administrative team on bringing that message to those key decision makers and engaging them in a dialogue about the value that Extension brings to the citizens.
We all know the current market scenario with commodity prices. The Extension system is probably, we need that continued research. We need that continued resources for our farmers to be the most effective farmers they can be, correct? Farmers and ranchers.
Yeah, when I talk to our stakeholders, Megan, many of them will point to, the system that we have in North Dakota as being one of the best in the country, and having been educated in a couple of other land grant universities, I can tell you that not every state enjoys the types of services and the types of things that NDSU Extension and NDSU Agriculture and NDSU as a land grant university bring to a state, North Dakota. And so we're continuing to focus on bringing value, working on those relationships, making sure that we're the technical resource that people expect us to be and want us to be, whether that's in county positions, on-campus or off-campus specialist positions for extension. All of those positions work together to, you know, form these educational teams and bring that transformational education to the citizens of the state.
Obviously, transitioning to your new role, that leaves a void in the animal sciences department, as well as I know we're working on filling a few other key positions in extension right now as well. Anything you can comment on filling, your going to be previous position?
Sure. Well, the process here, Megan, per university policy will be an internal search for an interim department head. And that'll commence shortly. In fact, Dr. Grafton will meet with our faculty and staff this morning to talk in a bit more detail about that. But we've got good leadership within the ranks here, and so I'm confident that people will step up and serve in that interim role and do a good job.
Any final comments wrapping up our conversation here? Obviously, it's going to be an exciting year ahead for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about taking on this role, Megan. Looking forward to some new opportunities for growth for me and development and opportunity to learn some additional things, as well as, just getting to know, becoming more familiar with, the things that are going on in extension. That's one of my first priorities over the next month or so, is to really kind of get immersed and understand the breadth and depth of our programs that I'm maybe not as familiar with in some of the other units. And so that's one of the things that I want to do, and it's really focused on becoming better educated so I can be a better advocate for what's going on.